Fighting continues in Libya, but so does daily life. Tanks and snipers may have turned the country upside down, but they've also unsettled the traditional day-to-day routine of Libyan families. The BBC's Andrew Hoskin is in the eastern city of Benghazi and has been examining the conflict's impact on children and families.
Libya free, Gaddafi go away. Well, needs no translation for me. The children of the Al-Mujahed Primary are speaking and singing with one voice in every classroom, around every Babington table, and over every sketchbook. The children sing of a free Libya, and even for the blood of the martyrs of the revolution to be avenged.
To a remarkable extent, the revolution and conflict have a hold on the children of Libya, particularly here in Benghazi, in the liberated east of the country. It's hardly surprising, since the crisis impacts on every aspect of their lives. Their fathers can't work and they can't go to school. Jenny Humphreys is a coordinator for Save the Children, which has been interviewing children in Benghazi.
I think it's fair to say that we feel that every child in Libya at the moment has been affected one way or another by the conflict. Some have been witnessing some pretty horrific events, but even those that haven't, their lives have been affected. There is no education for them at the moment, and their routine has been totally disrupted.
The centre also caters for the children of internal refugees. Farid Mohammed Tunanane is from the war-torn western city of Misrata. He has three children, aged between 6 months and 5 years.
It's affecting the kids, because now the kids, you can't say they have some mental issues, but they're scared a lot. If you even to talk them about anything, you feel the kids, they're still scared.
Most Libyan families have more typical stories. Abdul Rasa Gasseri and his wife Absa Absalem have two young boys, Abdul Resak, who's four, and Abdul Salem, who's two.
The kids, they stay at home, they don't go to school. The kids, they get bored and bored because they want to go to school. And they start asking what's happening, what's going on, when this situation is finished. And even the kids, they start talking about the politics and the NATO now destroy thing. And the other thing, he said, because, you know, there's no school, maybe it's going to be a problem for the kids because they're going to be back for a few months. They want to, like...
Behind their lessons.
Behind, yeah.
Despite the turmoil, Abdul Rasa Gasseri looks forward to a post-Gaddafi future.
After this 17th of February revolution, we hope we have, like, a good life for our kids, like good education, good health care. Everything will be good, inshallah.
The effect of this conflict on every family in Libya has been deep, but many people here in the east of the country seem to accept the current disruption as a price worth paying if it results in regime change.
Andrew Hoskin with our partner, the BBC, reporting from the eastern city of Benghazi in Libya.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.